You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Kim Grinnell of Dogman.com with Chris Fetter, Scott Eklund. Stunning news Monday morning. Chris Peterson steps down as the head coach at University of Washington football, saying he needs to recharge and will be taking an advisory role and be a Husky for life. Chris, we've been of the same, you know, line of thinking with Chris Peterson for quite some time. He said quite often he didn't plan on coaching for life, but I didn't expect it to come this soon.
No, this is the bombshell, and it's not the rationale, it's not the news itself, it's the timing. It's, you know, I mean, there's word that it doesn't sound like he really had made up his mind about what he wanted to do for his future until, you know, literally like this weekend. And so that kind of is the biggest piece of this whole thing. You can tell, though, that Jen Cohen had the succession plan in place. She clearly had this thought in her head that if this kind of thing would happen, if this kind of scenario would take place, that Jimmy Lake's in a perfect position to take over. A lot of people wondered if he was going to be kind of in that succession mold. And because we've seen that before in a lot of places, and it doesn't necessarily work out. I have a feeling it could work out here at Washington just because of the connection between Peterson and Lake. But, you know, you're right. Peterson always said that he's not a lifer. He could drop this thing at any time. It wasn't something where he was going to die on the sidelines coaching. He was going to get out of the game when he still could, feeling like he was, you know, good and ready to go and had done what he needed to do. And, you know, saying he needs a recharge, is it kind of leaves some questions about whether or not he would actually come back in a role. But now all of a sudden with those kinds of thoughts, is he a consultant now for Washington? That's kind of what I'm wondering.
And Scott, you've been around Chris Peterson quite a bit, and all I've heard from the people that work with him is he just grinds. And I mean, he just grinds like people have no idea. And you've heard some of the talks post game just about how people don't understand how much time and caring for this program that the kids really have. Does this come as a surprise to you?
It comes as a surprise to me just because it's like Chris said, the timing. I mean, I expected him to at least be here another couple of years before we'd even be talking about something like this. And, you know, with the amount of time he puts in and energy he puts in, it doesn't surprise me that he might be a little burned out. He might be a little just, you know, not willing to sacrifice maybe some health He might have had some health concerns. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I don't want to speculate on stuff like that. But maybe he just said this is the right time. Jimmy Lake is going to get a bunch more offers, and this is the right time for me to step down for the good of this program and for the good of myself and my family.
Yeah, and to me, it just seems like, you know, when I dealt with him in the past, you know, and even real recently, just, you know, how hard he works on everything. But he stated it's nothing health-wise. I think he was just felt that it was time and, you know, maybe some changes that he needed to make on the coaching staff. He just, you know, just everything just kind of aligned. It's just when I decided to, you know, quit real estate, it wasn't a long decision. It just came to me, okay, this is the right time. And my gut says that, you know, just a lot of things adding up, and it came to Chris Peterson that, you know, this might be the way to go. And if he's going to be on the staff, it sounds like he's just going to be in that advisory role, I'm guessing, and I'm, you know, probably anticipating him just being in charge of the Built for Life program, being in a consultant and just more of an advisory role that doesn't have to go out there and coach every day, run practice every day, doesn't have to get out on the road and recruit, doesn't have to do those recruiting calls. And he can just stay in that lane that he really enjoys. And the part of coaching I think he really enjoys is working with the kids, you know, life after football, working with kids about being a better person and all the OKG stuff. I think that's where his passion really is, and he probably just felt like it was the right time to move into that and do it along and just kind of pass the torch to a guy who's naturally fitted to take over for the head coaching job, and that's Jimmy Lake. You know, because I've talked to Jen Cohen quite a bit about, you know, Jimmy Lake, and, you know, she said numerous times that she wanted to set Jimmy up to be the next head coach at University of Washington, so it's not really a surprise there. But, you know, for both of you, it's not what happens, it's what does it mean, and that's what's going to be asked quite a bit. I'll talk to Chris, I'll ask you about what does it mean for the coaching staff, but before I get there, Chris, let's talk about what does this mean for recruiting, Scott?
Well, I've reached out to about 10 recruits that have committed to the University of Washington, and all of them are absolutely blown away. None of them knew about this happening, but all of them have said that this doesn't change their mind. You know, they committed to Washington because they love the program, and they all believe in Coach Lake and what he can do. So that would be Carson Bruner, that would be Cooper McDonald, that would be Roger Rosengarten, that would be Garen Hatchett, guys like that that I've talked to. We're still trying to get a hold of some of the bigger name recruits like Jalen McMillan, Romo Dunsey, and Miles Mural, just to see what they're thinking. And part of it is, as far as the recruits, as much as they wanted to play for Chris Peterson, I think what we're going to have to wait and see is what happens with the other assistants on the staff before we really know if this is going to impact any of the commits. Because if Butch Ham, well, I mean, there's been speculation about some of these coaches possibly being let go or fired, and some of that's by just the fans, some of it's by pundits, and I think that we need to wait and see what happens with the assistants before we really know where these commits are looking.
And Scott, I'm guessing the message is going to be Chris Peterson is still here. The coaching staff is still intact. There's not really much change. This reorganizing of the deck chairs is, I'm guessing, what the message that's going to go out is going to be.
Yeah, well, that might be the message, but is it reality? Is it going to be reality when it's all said and done? We'll have to wait and see. Because, I mean, there were a lot of coaches that were supposed to head out on the road this week, and I'm sure they probably still are, but I don't know 100%. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Well, it'll be interesting to talk to some recruits after tonight, specifically tomorrow, to find out what's been going on from the other schools recruiting-wise. What are they selling? Because I'm sure they're selling gloom and doom while Washington is probably promoting not much change. But, you know, Chris, Jimmy Lake, he's got relationships with most of these guys on the coaching staff. A lot of speculation with Butch Hamden, the offensive coordinator. But, there's going to be one coach that needs to be hired for sure. With Jimmy Lake going to the head job, that leaves an opening on the staff. So do you anticipate changes on the staff?
Well, you just laid it out. I mean, there's going to be at least one guy hired, right? So we know that for a fact. We can assume that Will Harris is going to take over the DBs full time. Now, will Lake be the defensive coordinator and the head coach, or will he give that back to Pete Kwiatkowski? The weird part about it is when, you know, you're reading the press release and you see that Peterson's still going to be in a leadership and advisory role, you know, I almost kind of had a deja vu moment with Kwiatkowski when, you know, he gave up kind of the full DC job to be the co-DC, and he seemed like a pig in poop at the time because he was like, well, yeah, I don't mind stepping back a little bit because it allows me to kind of focus on some of the things I need to focus on. And it really puts more of the burden on Jimmy to take care of the organizational stuff and the meetings and all that kind of stuff. I just kind of, I almost feel like Peterson is doing a little bit of the same thing with Lake in terms of Lake now becomes obviously the face of the program, the voice of the program. But Pete is still going to be around the offices, clearly. I mean, it just, the way that the press release sounds, the way that it's worded, it just, you know, it doesn't feel like he's going away at all. It just feels like the kind of the grind, like you mentioned, the way you characterized it at the beginning, it sounds like he's just stepping away from that part of it, but he is still going to have a presence, which I think is huge. But
hey, Chris.
Yeah.
When you take a look at the way, what's his name, down at ASU?
Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards. He says that he's more or less the CEO of the program and running it like a professional franchise. Are you getting maybe that little bit of a feel with Chris Peterson that he might just be like the CEO?
Yeah, maybe in a very, very general sense, I think, or a philosophical sense, I guess you could almost say that. But he's not going to really have an official role. He's not going to be on the staff per se. That's why I'm wondering if there is, how much of this consultancy or advocacy of the program is he going to be involved with? Could he transition into a Jeff Tedford type role like they had back in 2016? I just don't know. But the one thing that I did note, and my first initial reaction was, okay, you know, Jimmy Lake now has the offensive headaches that, you know, Chris Peterson was going to have to deal with in the offseason. It's almost like he just kind of said, okay, Jimmy, here you go. Here's my bag of questions and all these other things that you're going to have to deal with. So ironically, you know, the defensive genius, the guy who's known for doing great things on that side of the ball, his first huge test is going to be, how does he transform that offense? Does he do it by completely gutting the staff and starting from scratch? Or does he take different pieces? Does he move Bush Hamden away from the coordinator role or away from the quarterback role? Does he bring in another guy, a hired hand that he likes? Because you know Jimmy Lake has a lot of connections out there in the college world and even the pro world. So many questions to ask now, obviously, and Jimmy's going to be available Tuesday to answer some questions, but I don't know if he would have any sort of real formed statements in terms of that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's so many things that he could take care of now, but it does almost kind of feel like Peterson just kind of left Lake holding the bag a little bit on the offense and said, okay, here you go, kid, knock yourself out.
Let's cut this short, guys. My phone's blowing up. I'm sure all of your phones are blowing up. But if you want more information and keeping up to date, make sure and check the Hardcore Football Board. I've got about 20 phone calls to return. National people, boosters, former players. I'm getting hit from all different ends. We will gather as much information as we possibly can. Scott Eklund, Brandon Huffman, Blair Angulo, and Greg Biggins will be getting recruiting reactions from those committed and those being recruited by Washington. We will get you all of the inside scoop on the Hardcore Football message board. And for those who aren't subscribing, boy, timing is, I don't want to say good, but the timing for a promotion, now's the time to sign up. 75% off an annual membership, and that's today and today only. If you're thinking about subscribing, now's the time. If you're not a subscriber, boy, you should be. Be the most informed in the office, the water cooler, and amongst your tailgates and parties with the Christmas season coming up. Again, 75% your annual subscription. Just follow the link on the front page. One more time, we will keep you up to date as possible on the Hardcore Football message board. Make sure and visit that. Scott, 30 seconds, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. It's a crazy day, and something about the Monday after the Apple Cup, because that's when we found out about Sark leaving too. So I don't think this is a terrible thing if Jimmy Lake is the guy that we all think he's going to be.
Scott, Chris Fetters, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just think that when you step back at it, especially covering the media and covering Chris Peterson on a daily basis, I think you could kind of see that things were wearing on him a little bit, didn't have answers on offense, and they probably did need a little bit of a recharge. We thought it was going to happen just with the offensive staff. We didn't think it was going to need a recharge at the top. But if this is Chris Peterson's answer to try to kind of get things back on track, then we got to see where it goes. But Jimmy Lake has wanted this thing, and now it's his.
It'll be interesting. Like I said, I can only imagine what Jen Cohen's phone is doing doing right now. So, again, just keep track at dogman.com and the Hardcore Football message board. You need to be a subscriber to take a look and post on that. But with the Cyber Monday promotion, we're running 75% off your annual subscription. Just keep it tuned in here at dogman.com. Just a programming alert, we will be on Sports Radio 950 KJR on Wednesday night, starting at about 6:20. So basketball game also this evening, 7:30 tip-off against, is it Ball State? I believe it is. And then no, Eastern
South
Dakota. South Dakota, and then big Gonzaga game on Sunday. For all of us at dogman.com, keep tuned in. Go Dogs.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.